Gao said finally, "Surely that is not a complete representation." "No, not complete," said Selden. "I am glad you do not accept my word blindly. However, this is an approximation which will serve to demonstrate the proposition. Will you accept that?" "Subject to my later verification of the derivation of the function, yes." Gao was carefully avoiding a possible trap. "Good. Add to this the known probability of imperial assassination, vice-regal revolt, the contemporary recurrence of periods of economic depression, the declining rate of planetary explorations, the..." He proceeded. As each item was mentioned, new symbols sprang to life at his touch and melted into the basic function which expanded and changed. Gao stopped him only once. "I don't see the validity of that set transformation." Selden repeated it more slowly. Gao said, "But that is done by way of a forbidden socio-operation." "Good. You are quick, but not yet quick enough. It is not forbidden in this connection. Let me do it by expansions." The procedure was much longer, and at its end, Gao said humbly, "Yes, I see now." Finally, Selden stopped. "This is Trantor 5 centuries from now. How do you interpret that, huh?" He put his head to one side and waited. Gao said unbelievingly, "Total destruction. But that is impossible. Trantor has never been..." Selden was filled with the intense excitement of a man whose body only had grown old. "Come, come. You saw how the result was arrived at? Put it into words. Forget the symbolism for a moment." Gao said, "As Trantor becomes more specialized, it becomes more vulnerable, less able to defend itself. Further, as it becomes more and more the administrative center of empire, it becomes a greater prize. As the imperial succession becomes more and more uncertain, and the feuds among the great families more rampant, social responsibility disappears." "Enough. And what of the numerical probability of total destruction within 5 centuries?
"I couldn't tell."
"Surely you can perform a field differentiation." Gao felt himself under pressure. He was not offered the calculator pad. It was held a foot from his eyes. He calculated furiously and felt his forehead grow slick with sweat. He said, "About 85%? "Not bad," said Selden, thrusting out a lower lip. "But not good. The actual figure is 92.5%. Gao said, "And so you are called Raven Selden?"
"I have seen none of this in the journals."
"But of course not. This is unprintable. Do you suppose the Imperium could expose its shakiness in this manner? That is a very simple demonstration in psychohistory. But some of our results have leaked out among the aristocracy."
"That's bad."
"Not necessarily. All is taken into account."
"But is that why I'm being investigated?"
"Yes. Everything about my project is being investigated."
"Are you in danger, sir?"
"Oh, yes. There is a probability of 1.7% that I will be executed, but of course that will not stop the project. We have taken that into account as well." "Well, never mind. You will meet me, I suppose, at the university tomorrow."
"I will," said Gao.